the seatbelt light has gone out there.
What?
But with your poll numbers, I'd leave mine on if I were you, Tánaiste, in terms of hashtag free fall.
It's Cothish and petty ratings in a small country are no concern of mine at this grave hour where we fly into the darkness to honour a fallen general in the Eternal City.
What are you talking... Why are you even going? You were on an anti-Catholic crusade only 5 minutes ago in your career, like.
Well, let me tell you this. War changes a man, Mihol. Pew, pew!
A president, a Taoiseach and a Tánaiste all out of the state at the same time. What if something were to happen to all of us?
Oh no, what a disaster for Ireland.
Yeah.
It could end up with a housing collapse and the disintegration of crucial public services.
I'll stop the blackguarding. Look out the window. Thanks to the clouds and the saturation coverage of the Pope, you can't see our social housing failures from up here. And I can't believe we're still getting away with it.
It's a sea of mud, mercifully veiled by the fog of war.
I said we, I didn't say you're getting away with it now in terms of...
What?
Oh no, you're fecked.
Yes, well, that is what war is.
What?
War is hell! And I love the smell of TikTok in the morning.
You're sounding mad. Do yourself a favour and get 40 wings. You look like a ghost got kicked through the menswear section of a charity shop, for goodness sake.
Negative. I ain't got time to sleep. DEFCON 3! I'm assessing enemy aircraft. Essential recce in our efforts to expand our military air power.
Well, the Falcon 6X is coming at the end of the year.
What's that?
I can't wait. It'll be nice to sit in a proper private jet. Straight out of Succession, I believe.
Wait. Didn't the old man die on board the jet in the end?
Well, I never watched the show. I don't like anything made on telly after killing the Scully went off the air.
Lock!
I'm just saying I can't wait for plush jet setting instead of jangling me chakra on these old Bertie bangers.
The horror. The horror.
Yeah.
By the way, how long will the funeral be?
Oh, it's being paired right back to the most simple of ceremonies. 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
How will I get through 3 hours of talk rotting? That's not going to be easy. That's forever. Who's in charge of this glacial farce?
Well,
the children's hospital builders?
And he's using only the one coffin. Ah, oh, such modesty.
Look, there's only so many times you can talk about the humility of someone who ran an empire worth hundreds of billions just because he didn't wear the shoes made of fur and the skin of puppies.
He's laid out in a very simple wooden casket. Such restraint, really befitting the man, I suppose, in terms
of... Yeah, under a priceless solid bronze canopy surrounded by Renaissance masterpieces inside a literal marble palace.
Very ordinary, man. Very down to earth. This is a humble ceremony in front of every world leader, the media, Swiss guards and bloomers, and a procession of 250 cardinals dressed in silk and gold. No. I wonder if the in-flight entertainment is in the old Sunday games.
No, not for me. I don't sit still. I'm a man of action.
What?
Or at least very rapid movement, usually away from pollsters and decisions. Bang, bang!
You're off, are you? Where are you going?
Once more, onto the breach.
Sorry?
The Jacks. I'm just going to the John. See you later.
Okay, hello. It's Katie, who's filling in for Cullum, who's filling in for Joe. Cullum's gone to Rome, Joe's gone fishing. And of course, I really have to do everything around here. Come here to me now. Another person left in charge of the whole lot is Kevin Farrell. He's a cardinal from Drimna, who's now the de facto pope until a new one is elected.
Malogian.
Who's that? Cardinal Malogian? Is he one of the Italians?
No, the whole thing's Malogian.
That's Brian Carey's on the line. Brian, you're from Drimmen as well. Would you know him?
I was a banger of a young fella, Kev O'Fardle. I remember his parents worked in the baccy factory there and he'd a handy right foot he did and all.
He was good at football, yeah?
No, he was good at defending himself, which usually involved kicking fellas right up the hole.
Okay. Now, he's got a big role as Camerlengo.
Mellow, yeah.
He had this solemn job of declaring the Pope's death, Brian.
I saw that in the news. Yeah, he was deadly at speaking to the Italian. Yeah. Very proud of him here in Drimna. There was even a minute's silence at Vincenzo's chipper there on Monday.
Was there? No way.
It was beautiful now. Totally well observed. You could hear a battered sausage drop. It was so moving, you know.
That was beautiful. Jeez, I'd murder a spice burger now, to be honest.
Onion rings.
But of course, Kevin Farrell has every chance of becoming a Pope? Wow. I'd love to know what he might do to a slice of pan.
I wouldn't know about that, but he's a good loaf on him, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Now, Gerry Adams is on the line.
Yeah.
This is a big moment, Gerry. People will remember for a long time where they were when the Pope died.
Well, I was on my trampoline.
Okay.
A number of people can attest to that, and I would urge
what?
Anyone with information to come forward.
No, I didn't mean, sorry. No, he died of a heart attack, like. There's no need to
worry. It's highly regrettable and deeply saddening, but I will cooperate with any inquiries.
No.
That the police might be making, if you'd excuse me.
Okay, and Kenny's on line 3. Your Taoiseach when Pope Francis was elected.
Actually, look, when I came to power, Karen,
Katie,
I created so many jobs, the number of popes doubled.
Right.
And look at the shower that's in now. They have fallen way behind in the number of popes provided. There isn't even a one at the minute.
You actually met him in 2016?
I did. I met the Pope, and
mm-hmm.
the Pope had 2 pints in his hand.
Go away.
Holy water.
Oh.
We were 216, we were in Rome.
Yeah.
I told him about how the people went mad borrowing.
You did what?
And he looked at me and that look said it all. I said, thank you, Inda.
Yeah.
Because Papa likes to know what the story is.
I met him in Ireland, actually, Katie.
That's Leo Varadkar in Harvard. They're pretty desperate now since Trump took the billions off them. Go on, Leo.
He was a very humble man.
Yeah.
He cared deeply about the poor and the marginalised. So,
true.
Natch, we didn't find much to agree on. So
all right.
I just stared at him silently and incredibly awkwardly for several minutes. But we did find some common ground. He felt that he too was infallible. He made lots of promises that he didn't deliver on.
Okay.
And in the end, he really phoned it in.
We have to let you go, Leo. Your voice is reminding us of everything that went wrong in this country for the last 10 years, but you look at maybe you'll get to the coronation of the next Pope and your plus one can post snarky comments throughout that.
Cool.
So are we time for... bye-bye.
Welcome to this Easter Monday Mooney Goes Wild special. Later on, we'll find out how swans can do the Hucklebuck. Oh dear, we have some breaking news. Stop the music!
What?
Stop it!
What's going on?
We have some breaking news that's very sad and not fantastic. Oh no, Aina.
What is it, Derek? I don't have a screen in front of me, only the new book that's out now in all shops is made for recycled badger hair.
Pope Francis has passed away. We are just hearing the news now.
That is very sad now.
Well, I must say, this has really put the papa among the pigeons, and I had prepared a 20-minute segment on left-handed squirrels.
I know.
It will just have to wait for the May bank holiday as we go now to the newsroom and... The show is ruined, isn't it?
That's very disappointing. Did I mention my new book that's out? It's actually made from...
just now been confirmed by the Vatican in the last few moments. And if you want to win our PK Cash Machine jackpot today, listen out during our obituary piece with Terry Prone. Text Money Is My God to News Talk. And when I call, if you don't answer us by the fifth ring, we're giving all the cash to the cat and dog's home. No word of a
really
lie.
Sad
I
day.
And as soon as I heard, I ran all the way to Dublin Airport and demanded a special flight to Rome. Poor Clara's on holidays, of course, and Joe Duffy's away too. And even Ray, although that's a relief given his antichrist leanings, but not me. Whether it's Seamus Heaney or Gabo, I'm always at the ready. Now, we don't have any guests because I got here so efficiently, so here's a long report we made years ago while I personally round up whoever is still awake to talk to me. Has anyone seen Paddy Agnew around
here? This is Philip here sitting in for Claire, though I do tend to more lounge than sit, if truth be told. Archbishop Eamon Martin is here.
Oh, sure, it's very sad, Philip, this
Francis
solemn occasion.
Francis the First, like myself, really found that climate change was excellent for career branding purposes.
Oh, no, he was very clued into nature and healing, I suppose, that the planet
like
required.
Like myself, of course, eschewed protocol. Why can't I clutch a pint on an afternoon if I'm up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday to do an agricultural programme?
Oh, no, he certainly wasn't.
Is it something I am want to exclaim that he would certainly have approved of given his ecclesiastical aversion in many ways.
Okay.
Sorry, go on. I think you were going to say something.
Well, he was certainly someone who called for tolerance of the downtrodden, and that is...
However, he never did have to work in proximity to 2FM staff, it must be said, Archbishop.
Oh, no.
Just to make that
the
point absolutely.
Now to 7:05. It is day 7 of our coverage live from the Vatican, and we've worn this out so much we're now down to the fella whose job was to drive the Pope at high speed through Dublin before the media spotted that there was nobody in attendance. That was in 2018, and coming up later, 75 more hours of coverage to confirm that Pope Francis is still, in fact, deceased, and tributes will be paid.
Hey,
And congratulations on your last day, the final hours.
No, my last, I don't think it's my last.
We got you a cake. It's unsliced, of course, because I know how much you enjoy making cuts. So many cuts.
I think I'm planning to be here until the end of May.
You'll be here in spirit, that's for sure. I packed up your things in this box.
No,
didn't take long. There was just a shiny chainsaw and some plastic vials marked donations. What's that about?
I'll take those, but I'm just stepping back to steady the ship at Tesla for a small while.
Wow, you do ships now, too. Incredible. Did they randomly blow up as well?
No. I just have to spend more time back with the company after our profits went down like 70%.
70, wow, what a great success. Tremendous. The hoax media said you could never succeed making cuts. Look at you.
Uh-huh.
You've slashed $130 billion off your wealth, burned Tesla to the ground in under 100 days. Wow.
Yeah, it's really, it's such a, honestly, I'm really sad about it.
70% is such a great number, beautiful number. You give me tariff ideas. I don't think we use that one yet. No one's seen numbers like that.
Maybe that could be a new China tariff, huh?
No, we're going to be very nice to China.
What?
Some people say it's a climb down, but wrong.
Sounds like.
I just like to say things to see the stock prices go up and down like an economist's pulse during a heart attack.
Yeah, because people in the United States just want some stability and like cheaper stuff now, Mr. President.
It's true. I've made everything cheaper, especially the dollar. Dollars haven't been this affordable in years. It's true. We're putting America first. First in the queue at soup kitchen. We love soup.
Right, but at least you're going to fire the loser chair of the Federal Reserve, right? Remember, Jerome?
I might have said that. I might have said something, but look, the chair is fine. That's what I'm saying now. It's the guy sitting in. Might be a problem.
Man.
Might be a problem, but look, it was a joke.
Wow.
The kind of joke that isn't funny and everyone hates you for. You of all people should be very familiar with that, Elon.
Yeah.
Very familiar.
But you're going to fire Pete Hegseth, right? I mean, how could I be leaving and not him? He had a second signal chat leak. He had two.
Everybody loves a sequel. I mean, I don't see the problem. Everybody loves it.
His wife and his brother were in this group, man.
We've all been there. And are you telling me you never accidentally sent airstrike details into the family WhatsApp?
Well no, because my family won't let me join it, so I...
All right, wow, that's pretty serious.
So it's come to this. Climb-downs and semi-resignations. I can't believe this is it. This is the end.
It's been so emotional. Bye, Elon. Now, what am I supposed to be doing next?
Donald, it's time to go to Rome now. You have to pick funeral suit.
Well, can't I just buy one there? I thought Italy was the birthplace of fashion.
No, fascism.
Right.
My ears are burning. I gotta go.
So, my sugar boobies, are you excited for your trip to the Vatican?
Not really. Spending a weekend around feeble-minded old men with backward views? Business as usual.
I can't wait to walk down the stairs of Air Force One. I just love a climb down these days.
No, the black silk tie, Sabina. The Vatican is no place for Donegal tweed.
Well, the Pope did make very clear his wishes for a more informal, toned-down farewell.
He meant more that he didn't want to bother with the whole three coffins and a wooden stake through the heart dramatics. Not that world statesmen should rock up like Fianna Fáil TDs smelling like poutine and cattle at a country funeral.
Well, you won't even be seen in the crowd. I think they're seating you down by their Burkina Fasos and Micronesias.
Stop that. One must give it the gravitas the occasion demands. It will, after all, be one's valedictory state occasion.
Of course, somebody might be asking again if you're an atheist.
I'm a very, very spiritual president, although I haven't touched the stuff in years. Of course, the passing of Francis does remind one to prepare for one's own departure.
Now, there's no need to be maudlin, Manine.
I meant constitutional departure, not the... Anyway, I'm far, far younger than Francis.
He was only 4 years old.
I was still in short trousers when he was already in long skirts.
Now there's an image.
However, as I am in the gloaming days of my presidency, I must prepare my ceremonial exit from the Oris, no doubt to the great grief of my subjects.
There'll be no fuss. I've already booked the moving van.
As per Francis's humility, I'll slip quietly out in October. Perhaps only two gun carriages, flanked by a parade of Earth's Donner Tree. A very plain sedan chair for each of the dogs, carried aloft by the aide-de-camp.
then I shall process under the western porch, whereupon I will be piped down the ramp by any surviving members of the chieftains, while Glen Hanson performs a presidential lament on the lawns. Then, as homage to my slain years, I will crowd surf members of Curtis Culturi Erin all the way to the gentle gates of the former Vice Regal Lodge. Excellent omnes, flourish, end scene.
And there I was, thinking we might just leave the key under a flower pot and hop into an Uber.
A new title will be required, of course. Octoron Emeritus, perhaps, and a residence to reflect my changed circumstances. Perhaps Farmlee, that's very much the dowager's cottage on the estate.
Well, we wouldn't have to change milkman.
I'll pay for it. The dogs could use the swimming pool, and I could spend my days gazing over my lands, considering the 5 occasions I met Pope Francis. I kept count, you know.
Oh, I know.
And I shall retain the state car, of course.
You don't even go anywhere as president. Why would you be travelling? And he's nodded off again. I wonder would Aer Lingus accept him as overhead baggage?
Ten four. Tick-tock. Simon Harris here, streaming live from the papal funeral. Just to reiterate, it's not PayPal. That's still very much alive, thanks to tax breaks. Feel free to pay your respects to our fallen papa by leaving a flame emoji in the comment section.
Would you put that thing away, would you? What? Getting a holy show of us. The selfie with the Camerlingo was the last straw. It's a shame of my life.
Oh, look, here comes Zelensky, still in his military attire. My God, that kit would look awesome on me. Vladimir!
Don't!
How's that air radar we sent you?
Hello, Irish. What'd you say?
Yes, we sent you non-lethal radar for the war. I'm a war leader too. Hello.
Leave the man alone.
Oh yes, very useful. Thank you. Holds door open very well.
Thank you, Mr. President. Don't mind him.
Did you hear that? He's using it as a doorstop. Not very grateful. Be more grateful.
Come on to yourself, will you? He's gone on now, thank God. Hold your breath. Say nothing. Do nothing.
What? Who's... Hide, everyone.
Take a note, JD, and think of big league tariffs on the Vatican. The Holy Spirit is ripping us off, believe me. Wow, there's a lot of immigrants here, even though they've an awesome wall.
That was close.
Is he gone?
I nearly sat still there for a second.
Shush, will you just get onto the pew and stay there?
Yes, of course, no better man, because I've got a pew energy. Ha ha! Pew pew!
Tis a very big room, isn't it, St. Peter's?
Oh, yes.
They'd be better off making it an eye-pass centre. I shouldn't. Hoteliers at home are making more money than the Holy See these days. Give us your tired, your poor, your...
Your huddled contracts. I can't believe the interim Pope, Cardinal Farrell, is a Republican from scary Dublin. That's bad luck.
Ah, Lord, it's funny to think there's a better chance of a shinnery Pope than a shinnery Taoiseach.
Wait, did we pick the wrong side of the church?
What?
There's loads of room over there on the fun side with Trump. Macron is touching his wrist again, look.
Oh, yeah, and Orban is prostrate on the pew behind him.
Really?
That's gas.
He's getting on the wrong side of the funeral. There's no crack over here. Let's move.
No, stay where you are. Where's Starmer? I'll only go over if he's going over.
Oh, God.
He's pure lifeless and dull. No wonder we get along so well.
Michelangelo!
A total drip in terms of...
Stop.
If he was a sandwich, he'd be the brown egg ones that nobody would touch at the afters. I know.
Hello, Taoiseach Michel. Good to see you again.
Mr. Sir, Prime Minister.
What?
Chippers, I didn't see you there.
Yeah?
Why didn't you tell me he was there?
I tried to tell you, but you weren't listening. Hello, Prime Minister.
This is the tarnished.
Oh, well, it's lovely to meet you too, Anya.
No, it's not. I'm not a woman.
Well, I think the Supreme Court has finally decided that once and for all, yes.
For goodness sake. You must be enjoying all of this protocol all the same. I know I am, Prime Minister.
You're a man after my own heart, Michelle.
Esther.
I'm buzzing. I only wish I could join in for some dirgy hymn that sucks the life out of the room and makes everyone feel really grim. It'll be right up my street.
I couldn't agree more. That's exactly what I was thinking myself.
I can already tell we're going to get on like a house on fire.
We are.
Shall I take a pew?
After pew, Sir Stammer, the Keard.
Oh, God, this is going to be the longest 3 hours of my life.
Oh, in a purely metaphorical sense, of course.
What's that?
The house on fire.
Oh.
In actuality, there's no doubt the house on fire would be deeply worrying and troubling.
I, too, must condemn house fires in the strongest terms possible.
I concur.
And I give up. Oh, no! Duck, everyone!
What?
Michael D. inbound. Pretend you don't see him.
Don't make eye contact. He'll keep you here all day. What?
Hi,
what?
Prince William incoming.
Oh, no.
Oh God, he's boring. Oh,
get down.
Help us.
Oopsie dimples. I didn't know anyone else was in here.
Oh, hello, Pascal. What are you doing?
It's my office, Patrick. Were you looking for a man in finance?
What?
Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes, finance.
I wanted to make sure nobody in the activist arts was sneaking in here to rip off the taxpayer in order to stage anti-family folk music.
Right.
Or LGBT pottery.
Why don't you enjoy the last of the Easter halls?
No,
and
no.
Go guzzle your chalky eggs like everybody else.
Not me. I've been hoarding my eggs since childhood and I won't be sharing any, I can tell you that for nothing.
Well, I was just coming in to get a head start on my schedule for next week.
Which is what? More fiscal wokeism, I suppose.
No, I'll take landlords out for tea and tax breaks on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Suck up to Intel to save jobs by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday too, but I'll be chilled on Sunday.
I know what I'll be doing. Totting up the cost of sending RT heads to the Vatican.
Really?
How many licence fees were spent on putting Miriam O'Callaghan's handbag on a plane?
I do think we have other priorities now, Patrick.
I bet some of them went to the Vatican in flip-flops too, flashing their toes on St. Peter's Square, such is their disdain for the conservative Christian values of this country of ours.
I don't think anyone could accuse RT of not doing enough popery this week.
We'll see.
Even the Iona Institute would think it was a bit much.
I think they might have turned down the volume levels on the Angelus though. I must get Grant Thornton to look into that.
What?
If I don't have tinnitus at 12 and 6, they're not doing it right.
Why don't you rest yourself, Minister? You've so many other things to do in your Department of Tourism.
Tis all Dublin focused.
Culture.
That broadens the mind, so I'm again it.
Arts.
That's just another name for culture, so they can fleece us twice.
Gaeltacht.
Becoming increasingly godless.
Sport.
Suspiciously female lately.
And the media.
Close it all down, except for Limerick's Live 95. Anyways, what are you going to do with the tourist tax?
Well, I will give it my full due consideration.
Well, I'm again it. I halted the Netflix levy. I'll stop this one too, you know.
As I said, I will be making the final decision in due course.
Shouldn't you be consulting the leader of the party, huh?
No, why would I do that? Micheál has far too much to do.
Oh, good one. Hasty Harris is having his arse handed to him lately. Micheál's very much in charge.
Now, I am only here to serve and serve loyally. I should never say a bad word about Captain Content.
Simon Hurries, that's what I do call him.
Don't forget, he's half Taoiseach to Tánaiste.
Yeah.
Or Simon Half-Ass, as we call him.
Oh, jeepers, I won't beat that. Simon Hashtags.
Simeme Harris, because he's more meme than man.
Top marks to Gryffindor there.
I'm actually in Ravenclaw, thank you very much.
What?
And you'd be in Hufflepuff.
Sounds very woke. I'll have to look into that, see if the department is giving them any grants.
Toodles, Patrick.
Humbug.
You can sit wherever you like. Could you try all your loners' chairs?
Why not? We must be the last two people in the building, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, tell you, if that plane goes down, you'll probably be GG.
Oh, we're on, Des.
What? Yeah, busy weekend ahead for sport and...
That's right, all eyes will be on Clonus as Armagh go head-to-head with Tyrone for a place in the Ulster final.
Yeah.
But we'll be interrupting the match to bring you any live scores from the Pope's funeral.
Like if Mary McAleese storms the Basilica to make a black card offence by sledging an archbishop over women priests and so on.
That's right. It wouldn't be Ulster Championship Day without a few Nordies getting out of hand.
You know, Armagh versus Tyrone reminds me of the time Pope Francis slapped that woman repeatedly. Remember?
Well, I expect more of that sort of thing in St. Chernock's Park, Des.
That'd be a good name for an Irish Pope, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Pope Chernock.
Of course, you commentated when the Pope came to Croker, Marty.
That's right. Daniel O'Donnell was brought on after Nathan Carter suffered a split end following a tackle from Andrea Bocelli on the 45. Oh. What an unforgettable night.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised you didn't get the funeral gig.
Oh, I know. And I wouldn't have minded meeting that Irish cardinal. He really seems to be running the show over there, doesn't he?
Look, we're so desperate to claim some Irish connection. We're clinging on to a lad who basically left Drimina when he was about 10. I mean...
Oh, pure plastic petty, all right.
Very much the Pierce Brosnan of the Curia. What?
But the world leaders will be attending. Oh, King Charles. Wouldn't mind putting eyes on him.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going. They have to keep the elderly heads of state away from J.D. Vance, just in case.
Ah, yes.
Know.
After he Liz trussed all over the Pope. Poor man. Imagine the the last face you see was that hillbilly.
Stop.
It'd be like taking your final breath at a furious Offaly county final.
Yeah. Now, I suppose we'll have the conclave non-stop coverage from next week, will we?
An ancient and secret process, only marginally less complicated than the draw for the qualifiers in the Hurling Championship.
Very good.
Yes.
Come here, I heard that you don't have to even be a cardinal to become Pope.
Wow, well, there's hope for us yet, Diz.
These are good times for any single, celibate Catholic in their 60s.
Yes.
I'd have thought you the perfect candidate, Marty.
Steady on now.
What papal name would you take?
What do you mean, what papal?
Like, where did you go to school?
St. Flannan's, below in Innes.
Pope Flannan the First.
Oh.
There you go now.
Well, I'd be interested now if we could bring the papacy back to the blingin' Benedict days. Remember him and his fancy shoes?
No, you're talking. Do you still have those white Gucci loafers you wore to D Forbes going away drinks?
Oh, yeah.
What?
The sport has ended. Go in peace to love and serve a cocktail.
Good luck.
Hiya, Pierce. Very sleepy, isn't it?
Not for me. I've been seething with outrage all week. The government missed their social housing targets, and I said it first.
Dude, everybody knew they flunked the targets. It's just that the third series of the housing crisis is having a white lotus moment.
What's that?
It's not as good fun as before, and everyone's moved on to the Netflixy anger of adolescent men, yeah?
I can't believe young men are riddled with fury, and yet we still couldn't win the election.
Not to mention the fury of young women. I mean, Lizzo's on the pen now, after all her talk of curves and handles.
Well, I'm not familiar with the story. I was too angry with the scurrilous ESRI report on the unification of Ireland.
Well, she's thin now. I mean, honestly, I haven't felt this lied to since the Wolftones announced their final farewell tour.
Oh.
For the second time. Give it a rest, lads. The black and tans are never coming out.
Aye.
You'd sooner get Tom Cruise to...
The ESRI said uniting Ireland would cost as much as the 2008 crash.
Oh, God. Between ourselves, is that a price worth paying?
Boss, you...
I mean, could we really go through those years of David McWilliams being everywhere again?
Well,
when I close my eyes, I still have visual burn-in of his ginger quiff. Ugh.
Look, never mind. We'll be back at it next week. I'm pumped and I'm ready.
What's the point? There's no election till 2029, bro.
We
can't get into power no matter what they've done to housing, to health, and the indie rock credentials of the Electric Picnic.
We have to stay positive.
That's not really our vibe, though, is
we
it?
We have to stay negative.
Speaking of, I have to go and prepare for the late late.
Oh.
Thank God I've dedicated the last 20 years of my life to becoming fluent in Nordy.
Well, I'm scundered for you.
Call me a picture frame, because my Lou is hanging up.